Well, howdy there, friends. It's me, Wilbur, and I've got a recap from last week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Here it comes.
But there is one thing that you guys forgot about.
No, I didn't forget.
You didn't forget? What is it, Greg? What is it that you didn't forget about?
A bomb.
That's right. There is a massive pyronite explosive.
Can we take a rest first?
No.
You want to take a long rest?
Hill giant.
Let's deal with this explosive, shall we?
Yeah.
The most critical disabled device check that you've ever rolled.
Let's go. Come on.
Without a hero point.
Screw it. And you yank them all out.
Oh.
And you are successfully able to disarm the bomb.
Right. When you roll a natural 20, or a natural 1, it needs to be announced. Natty 20, baby! Oh. Yeah! Natty one.
Oh.
I'm going to use
for the first time in over 100 years.
Yeah.
What did
We're
you get?
Making history.
Yes.
What did you get?
32.
Yeah!
Where's he? He needs to answer for his crimes.
He's going to have a hard time talking to you because he's dead.
You took care of business already.
We
then,
already took care of business.
Yeah, he did.
Do your people know any Sasquatches?
My roommate in college was a Sasquatch.
That's where they went, I think, because they left on the boat. Ugh, we were running out of time.
It's clear to me we need to take Loveless out. Do we have your support?
Absolutely. And we'll check in with the Shum Follow 5 next week.
Yeah.
As we learn about level 9?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And if you've made it to this episode waiting for us to finally talk about thunder, then today is your lucky day.
Oh, my gosh. The day is finally here.
Can you believe it?
We're talking
We've
about
made it to the thunder episode. We've been doing dice this whole time.
Just dice. And for the record, just to remind everyone,
enjoying my own joke.
Thunder is a sound. Lightning is the thing that causes the sound.
Oh, controversy. Greg is starting it off with a hot take. Jordan, your thoughts?
Fight me.
You could say, did you hear the lightning?
You could say, did you hear the lightning? That'd
sounded
be correct,
a lot like thunder.
But you can't see the thunder.
You can feel the thunder.
You can hear the lightning because the lightning made a sound that was thunder. Therefore, you heard it.
Nor can you ride the thunder.
You can't
you
ride the
totally
thunder.
Totally can ride the thunder.
No, you ride the lightning.
You ride the lightning.
Come on.
Come ride on, the thunder. Duval. That's how it goes.
Everybody knows you ride the lightning.
Ride the thunder.
The way you even said it sounds weird.
Yeah, hop on, everybody. Yeah,
come on.
We're riding
go.
Thunder.
We're riding the thunder.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, amazing. Man, I'm trying not to kill it because the vibe is strong.
Here you come.
No, I'm not.
Actually, class.
Here you come.
Bum, 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 bum.
It needs to be a certain barometer outside for there to be the caustic blast of the clouds.
Hold on, there's a vibe needs killing.
You smell that? This fun across the street.
Yeah. It's what I do, you know?
Grump Hub. Ruin the day.
Grump Hub. Delivery as requested every week.
Oh, today's so Thunder great. Episode is brought to you by Grump
Dice.
Hub.
It will not be on time.
And you'll like it.
And you'll like
and
it.
You'll
still
like
pay
it.
For it.
And go to bed.
Full price.
And you better tip me.
Yeah.
Grump Hub, where the lower the review, the better. Like sub 1 star, that's the territory that you need to be in order to be a good Grump Hub delivery driver.
I agree.
Hmm.
I mean, you gotta set that bar low.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
You want people feeling like I'm never giving them a good rating,
and they keep rating you.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like an insult telegram. You don't order Grump Hub for yourself.
No,
you order and send it to someone else's house.
Right. And you know that it's amazing by how low the ratings are.
Or do you order it for yourself? That's dark.
Just to keep you balanced? Just to keep you balanced? You're like, I'm riding.
Great day today at work.
I've been riding, I've been riding the thunder.
I need to bring myself down to earth. I've been riding
the thunder. Need to cast some lightning on myself.
You order one for yourself, and then everyone sees you receive it, and then they come to the rescue. They're like, oh,
did someone order a Grump Hub on you?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah. I wonder who could have done it.
It was Jordan.
I just feel so bad.
Jordan grumped me.
What's the app notification sound like?
Yeah. Oh, I got another Grubhub notification.
That's perfect.
That was the first noise that came to mind.
But the magic of Grubhub is they got the best customer service.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down, bar none. If you call up and you say, I thoroughly wasn't insulted, they'll come back and try again for free.
Yep.
You always get what you don't pay for.
That's exactly.
That's how much they believe in the grump.
Because no one asks for the grump.
In this fake app.
But you're going to get it.
Oh, you're going to get it. You're going
to get grumped.
I'm trying to think of a transition here. Yeah, no segue.
We're not a grumpy podcast.
Yes, we are.
One of us. No, can't do that. That'll be the noise I make every time Duval doesn't know every last rule about Pathfinder.
You better get your vocal cords.
Warm them up.
What does Grumpy Jeff sound like?
Grumpy Jeff?
Yeah.
No one's ever heard it.
Because it doesn't exist.
That is an eternally cheerful man.
What if he was grumpy?
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah.
Jordan wants me to play with the microphone.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Grumpy Jeff. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready. Ready for Grumpy Jeff?
Ready.
I even had the reverb on.
That's perfect.
What was I doing? I was just sitting here playing with the reverb on the mixer box. There. It's Grumpy Jeff.
I like it better with the reverb.
Yeah, love totally. You, Jeff.
I still maintain that no one's ever heard what it sounds like when he's grumpy.
Right.
I don't think he's ever been grumpy.
I agree.
Have you ever been grumpy, Scott?
Yeah, I was grumpy 30 seconds ago.
Oh, that's right.
When, just that question.
When Jordan made me do that.
Yeah. That was not acting.
No.
Oh, you are real.
Jordan wants me to play with the mic.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah. That was Grump Hub. Yeah. Live. In person. In the stude.
By the way, that's everyone, great. He's smiling right now.
I am. Because Grump Hub is real.
Yeah.
Yep.
Grump makes you grin.
I was trying to figure out a way to tie this back to Thunder, but I can't do it.
I was making something funny.
No, it was good. Okay. I liked what you said better than what I said. In fact, Brittany yawned. That's a thing.
These evening recordings are
they're the worst.
Me.
I don't like them. I would rather record at 7 a.m.
I know it's 8:01
p.m., everyone.
Yeah.
8:01 p.m.
It is bedtime.
And the sun is up.
I started going to sleep with those eye covers because the whole time change.
Yeah. Like
I love them.
Like a pretty princess.
Well, I moisturize first. Oh, floss. Yeah, yeah. And then I put that on.
Good
liar. You don't floss.
I do floss it.
No.
Every day.
No.
Is it a cold pack? Do you do like a cold, put it in the freezer first and then you put it over your eyes?
For your eye bags? No. But it is satin.
I need
satin.
It's gotta feel good on your eyeballs.
I need a cold satin compress for my eyes to sleep at night.
I mean, we've already got you doing a skincare routine.
Right. Hey!
Oh, tell us about that.
Do I look amazing?
That's what looks different. You're radiant, especially from the forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dorsal fin is shining.
It's an expensive routine, my skincare, my facial skincare routine, because my face just keeps going.
And going.
All the way up to that.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this.
That's a fun joke.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Call that one back. Still never be funnier than when my daughter asked me, deadpanned, like she was concerned.
Yeah.
When you're washing your face, where do you stop?
Yeah. Get out. That's what I was saying. Get out.
That was the day Grump Hub was born.
Right there. That's on the about page.
She brought the thunder.
I feel like Grump Hub was born the moment you were born. Like
I was a nice child.
Like you were delivered, and you, instead of crying,
you don't
just
know.
Like a baby.
The doctor was like, "I've slapped him 3 times at this point. He should be crying, and he just keeps grunting, glaring at me.
He's on Reddit."
That's great.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital, my first words were, "Can we go home yet?" right away. I did not want to be there. No, that's not true. I was a very cheerful child. It wasn't until I became an older...
So what broke you?
Yeah, what did break you?
I think it might be this podcast.
This is my joy.
Yeah.
This is great.
This is where I ungrump.
Yeah, we follow the rules. We play together.
What broke me? God, I don't know. Could have been raising a teenage girl.
That might have some data points under it.
It was the 2008 market crash.
That was pretty rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
I had a whole pension gone. That was the start of things for sure. Banking in general. Mm. We'll do that to you. There I go. Vibe killing.
Were you a banker?
I was.
Ew, that explains so much.
You should have listened to Christian Bale.
What did he say?
He said a lot of stuff.
He said, look at the watermark on my card.
That Big Short movie.
Didn't see it.
Oh,
I need to see that. The Big Short?
Mm-hmm. He played,
is that the one about GameStop?
Nope.
No.
No.
That's dumb money. That's also good.
That's amazing.
That was a great movie.
That's a nice
movie. Big Short, he played the guy. I cannot remember his real life name.
This bit is awesome.
He played the guy with the face. It's the guy who saw the market crash coming. And no one believed
Scott
that.
Scott just did four eye rolls in a row just now. Look at how you're looking at him.
Anyway, you should have listened to Christian
Jordan's
Bale.
Jordan's also wearing a shirt.
Without another shirt.
More awesome radio. Grubhub.
At least my shirt doesn't have a shirt.
No, don't touch any of my buttons.
I'll touch your buttons.
At least my shirt. I only have one shirt on.
I can verify. On this purpose. time, he's only got one shirt on.
I always count on you.
Craig.
Me too.
But it's just the magic of radio. No one knows if I'm telling the truth.
I only wear one shirt on recording days because of you.
Yeah. Because of me?
Yeah, because of you.
No.
I'd believe it.
That's a new fashion trend. I can't wait to cut all of this. No. Keep it.
It's going to be a 4-minute intro.
Nope.
The Thunder Buddies do not care about what I'm wearing. They only care.
I think they do.
About what I sound.
Oh, they want to know.
They want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should actually post a picture of your. Wait, did we get a picture of your shirt wearing your shirt?
Darn.
I don't think so.
Oh, that was funny.
I need to change all my Twitter passwords immediately.
Before something immediately.
Check
happens.
Back. Check the Twitter.
Ugh. So good.
Or there's the X.
Another notification.
I love Britney. Exclamation mark.
Hero points for everybody.
Sweet.
No, that's his password for everything.
Oh.
Yeah. This is everything.
I should have never told you that because he has the password. He has my password to log into Sirenscape. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Those things.
Wow, they can do so much.
Why are you telling the world?
You got to cut that now.
Anyway, that's at least you could plug that into some kind of hacker man machine and hacker man me.
Magic of radio.
Or hacker woman.
Delete.
Yeah.
Could yeah. Why does the hacker have to do be better. A man?
It's a universal assignment.
Because women are smart enough not to get into the hacking game.
There.
Wow.
Well, we're not a podcast.
No.
We're a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play podcast featuring the Outlaws of Alkenstar Adventure Path, the home of the Shumfollow 5.
Yeah, baby.
Who hit level 9.
Yeah.
So we should probably do one of those episodes where we talk about what everybody got.
I think that's a great idea.
Let me start off by saying the standard DC for level 9. Because that's always a fun place to start.
It's like 12, isn't it?
Not. DC's by level. Yeah, hit me with that lo-fi jam.
That Muzak.
DC 26 for a standard challenge that is equal to your level.
Dang, son.
So what was before was wrong?
No, we're at level 9 now.
Oh, yeah. We're level 9.
I need to erase the level 26 9.
26 is the 26. Standard DC.
For a challenge that is equal to your level.
Oh, gosh.
So when it comes to things like identifying creatures that are level 9,
yeah,
that's DC 26. When you guys are rolling to identify stuff, depending on the level of what is you're trying to identify, I use that DCs by level to determine what you need to roll. That's where that comes from. All of my monsters now get level 5 spells.
Gross.
Unfortunately, so do all of you.
Yeah.
So does anybody want to kick us off with a little bit of information about their character?
I'll go first. Mine's pretty fast.
Alrighty.
But awesome. Varg is now a master in intimidation.
Yeah. Scary.
I'm rolling plus 19 now.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And I'm only 6 levels away from scared to death.
Just
not
a
wait.
A scan.
I cannot wait.
Six levels. No big deal.
Hey,
It's there.
Don't be there before you know it.
I didn't order this.
You're closer than halfway.
I send it back. Grump Hub, what's your return policy?
Okay. No returns. Taking you like it.
Yeah.
The next thing I took is a new ability called, it's just an offensive boost under the Inventor.
Oh, that's granted by Inventor level 9, right?
It is.
Yeah,
okay. It is. So this is pretty cool. This gives me a plus 1d6 to my attacks of a type of damage of my choosing.
Are you serial?
So like I could have chosen from
super
fire or bludgeoning or what have you. Chose... Well, I already have electric option with the greater jolt coil on Clint Finsler, so I took acid.
Caustic. Hey.
Caustic damage.
Caustic.
So... So, Kinflinzer is now doing caustic damage.
How does it do that?
How does it do that?
Yeah.
Magic.
Like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the...
Like, how is it... How does acid get into Kinflinzer's attacks?
Bark spits in a little reservoir.
Ooh.
Ew.
Like in the handle?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it runs down the edge of the blade.
Like a saxophone?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There you go. That's canon now.
Dude, he you have to like a trumpet. I had to like change some of the cool designs on it or something. Or like make a green stripe.
Tell him
across
to play his own
the...
Flissa. Do it.
Oh, I can't wait. I can do that?
Play your own Flissa.
Play your own Flissa. This
green dragon over here.
The next thing I took
the
is...
The Green Ranger.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Did the White Ranger have a flute? Shut up. I don't care about your character.
It was just the green one.
Oh, okay. We want to talk about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Over the top of...
No, we don't.
Tommy, come on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Zordon.
Hey.
You did it.
Okay, anyway.
See, Brittany, the Power Rangers were...
She knows.
She is the Pink Ranger, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I thought you dressed up like a Pink Ranger one time.
No.
I don't know. You dressed up like Barbie.
No.
It's like the same thing,
that's
Barbie.
Not, that wasn't me.
No.
Wasn't me, fam.
I think Kimberly was my first crush.
Oh, God.
Not Topanga?
Ooh. Topanga.
No, because Power Rangers came first.
For you?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You're like 7.
Yeah, I was like, I watched.
Finish your character description,
but then
please.
It was Topanga. Okay. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Topanga.
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie!
But Winnie, you can't even, she can't fit her head through the door.
Oh, man. Stop.
Oh, man.
He's not wrong, though.
She's a mathematician. That's all I'm saying. She's smart. What? What do you want from me? Come on.
She's wicked smart.
Come on.
My next ability is Winnie Cooper. And...
All right.
Okay, fine.
Kevin!
The next one is Laughing Colo.
Oh, you're doing it right now.
Oh, hyena.
This is awesome. So it already grants me the, when you attempt to demoralize a creature that doesn't understand your language, I don't take a penalty for that. I already had that.
Intimidating glare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was already an option to me. But I took this because it also gives me a free ability called Battle Cry. Catch this. When I roll for initiative, I can roll a mighty Battle Cry and demoralize a foe as a free action.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Would that sound like, baby, you're fine?
And they're just like, ah,
stop singing.
Yeah. So, pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And that's it for Varg. Oh, and he has 145 HP now.
Oh, my goodness.
Gracious.
Yep.
Wow, I don't have that many.
No, I don't have enough fingers and toes for that.
That's insane.
Who's next?
Who is next?
I'll go next. I'll be quick. I got three new spells, and I'm very excited. What's up?
I'm sorry.
What?
But Varg is also an expert in reflex saves now, and Varg gains a resistance of 3 plus his con mod versus damage types based on your instinct.
Are you kidding me? How'd you skip that?
That con mod?
Where'd you read that? It's in your barbarian feature summary.
You got to check this feature
automatic
summary, bro.
Level 9
That did not
ability.
Pop up for me when
you got some of the awesome things in there.
So 3 plus your con mod... Damage resistance based on your.
So he's like resistance 7?
Actually, doesn't even show a resistance on his, because that would be up by your hit points.
Yeah.
We need to figure that out. We need to look into that.
Yeah. That did not pop up for me.
All right.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. That is really cool. There's so many.
Dude, that's a negation
you
of 7.
You have so many special abilities.
My mom always said I was special.
Yeah. All righty. So, yeah, some other granted just by hitting level 9 and being a barbarian, some cool stuff. Expert in reflex saves.
That's really good.
That's amazing.
Go ahead, Duval.
Yeah, I'm an expert in reflex saves and fortitude and perception. I'm a master in will saves, you know, just hanging out. And master in arcana, or arcana, if you're from Canada. And master in medicine as well, if you're from Canada. And then, let's see, what else? Scott's shaking his head at everything
like,
I say.
All our Canadian listeners.
All of our listeners are Canadian, so.
Not all of them. Where am I on level 5? Okay.
Got a new one here. I picked up some stuff, let me tell you. Okay? This one's called Wall of Flesh.
Ooh.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Some Terraria vibes.
Yeah, so you craft a 20-foot tall wall of living flesh in a straight line up to 30 feet long. The wall is 3 feet thick, and each 5-foot long section has AC 10 and 75 hit points.
Whoa!
If you wish, you can make the wall be smaller or in length or height, and you must create the wall in an unbroken space, so on and so forth. I can make this wall have mouths, be full of mouths.
What?
What?
Not mouths.
Mouths. Straight mouths, son. Or it can have eyes.
Oh,
or it
gross.
Can have arms.
You're getting like Hideo Kojima.
Let's
up
go,
on this.
Bro.
Dang.
So I'm very excited about that. Very excited about that. The level 5 spell that I put.
Can't wait for you to use that.
Hold on. And it was your scouts who supplied the mortar. Anyone know what that movie's from?
300, baby.
Yeah.
And made this one of my, what do you call them? Magic weapon? No, special weapons? Key weapons. What do you call them?
Signature spells.
Signature spells. This one's called Spiritual Guardian. So I get a medium guardian made of a magical force appears in a space. Guardian has about 50 hit points. Can deal 3d8 spiritual damage, you know, and move about 120 feet of range. And so
nice.
Excited about that. I also picked up Breath of Life so I can help my friends. That allows me to do some...
What is this? That's a reaction. What does that mean? What does it do?
Is it a reaction? What do you mean it's a reaction? Oh, yeah. It has a reaction trait to it. Your blessing revives a creature at the moment of its death. You prevent the target from dying and restore 5d8 hit points to the target. Can't use the Breath of Life if the triggering effect was a death effect or an effect that leaves no remains.
Such as disintegrate.
Yeah, disintegrate. So, and then, yeah, you know...
That just means if we go down and die, your reaction... is to make us not die.
As long as he's within 60 feet of you, yeah.
60 That's feet. So I can...
Amazing.
And it's 5d8 health.
5d8 health. And I can like maintain my archery stance and everything. What?
Full disclosure,
what?
I will not be reminding you to use this at all.
Who will let
you.
Us die?
I will not remind you to use this.
How come?
And neither will Greg.
Why?
Because...
I false.
Why? It's your character.
Why? But why are you saying this?
Because.
Because why? Because
sometimes I have to remind you...
You have to remind who?
You.
About what?
Duval Gibson.
Dude.
How things in this game work.
Check the Chungus. I co-wrote half this game.
It shows that it's only half.
So, and I got some other stuff, you know. You just stay tuned. You'll be hearing it, you know.
How many hit points you got now?
I got 98 hit 90 points, baby.
8 Let's hit points go. For baby. A magical archer.
AC 27.
This game's broken.
Not me.
Well, who's next? AC 27?
Baby.
Never yeah, we have the same AC and goober. Hit points. That's right? crazy. I'll go next since
Alrighty.
I just said what my AC and my hit points are.
Get her done.
The first thing I took was my ancestry feat of Wary Skulker. Yeah. You know this what this
exciting.
Means?
It I don't like either of those words.
Yeah.
It means that I can avoid notice.
Yeah.
And scout at the same time.
Interesting.
Which means everyone else in the party will get a +1 bonus to their initiative rolls because I'm scouting for danger while I'm avoiding notice.
That's so cool.
Ninja status.
It's literally ninja status. Did you have a question about that?
You remind him about that?
Nope. Just that I'm going to have to hear about it over and over and
every
over
every single
again,
combat.
Which is great.
My psychic spells that I took is Synaptic Pulse is one that I just got for becoming level 9. And Synaptic Pulse is a 30-foot emanation. You emit a pulsating mental blast that penetrates the minds of all enemies in the area. Oh. Each enemy in the area must attempt a will save. And if you fail those will save, or excuse me, if you get a success, you're stunned 1.
Nice.
If you fail, it's stunned 2. If you critically fail, you're stunned. A creature stunned for 1 round. But my favorite spell that I took was called Blink Charge. You're going to love this one. You propel yourself through the fabric of space to deal a blow carrying the momentum of your teleportation. This is what I love about it. You teleport to an empty space adjacent to a creature that you can see within range, is 60 feet.
60 feet?
Then make a strike against the creature with the weapon you're wielding.
As one action?
No, it's 2 actions. Oh, okay. It's a spell. So it's basically a stride and strike, but it adds extra damage because of the force. It adds 2d8 force damage.
And you don't have to move across... terrain in order
I
to
don't.
Do this. You literally just teleport.
I just appear behind them and I'm striking.
A 60-foot stride. So this is like sudden charge plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. 2d8.
Yes. And if it's a successful strike, I do full damage. But if it's a critical success, I double damage. Plus, after the strike, you can teleport the target into an empty space up to 5 feet away from its current position.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're a Jedi ninja.
I'm being weird.
Yeah. weird cool. Jedi ninja. That sums up Darnayru's character.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Pretty
acolyte.
Yeah. So for my for level 9, my psychic feature for level 9, I got great fortitude, so I'm now an expert in fortitude saves, which is very handy. The other thing was my signature spell at level 5. For the rogue side of things, I got rogue resilience, so now successes on fortitudes are critical successes instead. So not only do do that for reflex, I now also have that for fortitude saves.
That's amazing. Okay.
And then the other cool one was debilitating strike. And this is a free action. If I strike anyone who's flat-footed or off guard would be the new term to use, then it does an extra ability, which would be either the target takes a 10-foot status penalty to its speeds or the target becomes enfeebled one. And I get to choose every single time I do damage to an off-guard creature.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm loving that.
That's wild.
And then that's about that's all the exciting stuff I got, I think. I roll plus 20 acrobatics checks. That's pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
Yep.
All right, let's hear how Luton's going to level the battlefield now.
No, thanks.
So Luton has 96 hit points now.
Nice.
That's pretty great for Luton.
Yeah, it is, right? Not bad. She is now a master in diplomacy.
Ooh.
So that's plus 19.
She's like an alchemist. She's going to be diplomat.
Convincing everybody of everything.
She has what's called hero's wings now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe you should explain that. Maybe you should explain that one.
Okay. So hero's wings. Your wings are always in their majestic form without you needing to use energized wings, granting you a permanent fly speed.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
What's your fly speed?
So my fly speed is 20 feet.
Wow.
So she's now, instead of moving 15, because you were 15 before, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought it was 30.
I thought it was too.
But it says 20 here.
Because you're tiny.
Because I'm tiny. Yep. That's why. Yeah.
But hold on. Luton flies now, though.
All
the time. I can avoid difficult terrain.
That's just the beginning of it. You can avoid melee creatures.
Because you can fly.
Because you can just fly up in the air.
And you're like a military drone now.
I'm a drone. Blue drone.
Oh my gosh. You could be casting things from up in the sky.
Yeah.
On the wings of love, the two of us.
You're literally going to be unstoppable.
There's a couple other things in here with the wings. Sprites recognize me as a powerful hero.
Well, duh.
I gain a plus 2 circumstance bonus on all diplomacy and intimidation checks.
Against sprites.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a couple other things if we happen to come across sprites, which I don't think we will, but...
You are a Nyctarin deity now.
Right?
Basically, yeah.
Got a couple new spells. The first one is Grizzly Growths.
Yummy.
Kind of like the flesh wall, but not really. So this spell causes the target to grow excess limbs and organs, whether it be fingers multiplying until hands resemble bushes.
What?
Eyes popping open in bizarre places. Legs sprouting from the other side of the body or some other result.
Oh, this is disgusting.
I could grow a leg out the back of my head.
Oh. Yes. So you can kick yourself in the butt.
What did the John Carpenter have you done?
Yeah, that seriously.
Messed up.
The target takes 10d6 piercing damage.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
From their dark half growing out of their body? Gross.
You're it's a Kurt basic Russell
fortitude save. So they take 10d6 piercing damage as the new features erupt.
Yeah. Gross.
That's the spell insane. Has no effect on a target with a mutable anatomy or no limbs, such as an ooze. The growths rot rapidly and fall away after one round. In addition, unless the initial target critically succeeds, creatures within 30 feet of the target, including the target, must attempt will saves, after which they are temporarily immune to the secondary effect of grizzly growths for 1 hour.
What's the secondary effect?
Oh, that probably has to do with the save.
Yeah. What are the save conditions? Critical, failure, and all
so, that? So, success, the creature's unaffected. Failure, the creature is sickened one.
Oh, you're also sickened one.
Critical failure, the character is sickened two.
Yeah, because it's disgusting. Could you imagine in 6 seconds, all of a sudden something's sprouting out of your body?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be sickened two if I had a toe growing out of my tongue.
It also says critical failure, the creature takes double damage.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And is also sickened two.
Yeah.
So, that's fun.
That's disgusting.
And it sickens everybody in a 30-foot radius? Is that what, did I hear that right?
Yeah, that's what I thought it said. And then I went to read it again here and I don't see that anymore. It just says this additional effect is a mental and visual effect.
What was it called again?
Grizzly Growths. Yeah, I thought there was another, like, oh, when they darn, explode. Your
horrifying spell isn't
anyway,
as horrifying.
Anyway, my next spell is Toxic Cloud.
Here's what it says about Grizzly Growths. Oh, okay. Unless the target critically succeeds at their save, all creatures within 30 feet, yep, including the target, must attempt a will save.
Yeah.
And that is a that's will save to be
the
sickened.
Sickened. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Gross.
So that's that. Toxic Cloud.
So rude.
This is a 120-foot range. Nice. On the spell. It's a 20-foot burst.
Fart cloud.
Toxic cloud, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for the power word for this.
Right, yeah.
It's just...
You conjure a poisonous no one, fog.
No. I took a drink right out of laughing.
I didn't want to laugh at it. I refuse. It's a 20-foot burst, 6d8 poison damage cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20-foot burst?
Yes.
20-foot burst.
And it moves.
No. It moves.
10 feet per round. Away from you.
Keeps lingering.
It's just yeah, floating it just around. Wafts.
Wafting in everybody's nostrils.
Moons just fly through the air crowd.
The power word for this is snip the rope. That's
the power what? Word. What?
Snip the rope. You know, when you go in the other room, pass gas, if you don't snip the rope, you bring it back into the room with you.
You got to spin three times.
Yeah,
at least.
Exactly. You're the only one who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I've never heard about that one. Life.
Yeah, you lie.
It's the same
you
thing.
You were in the army.
It's the same
don't
thing.
Don't tell me
dusting.
That.
I've heard no, of crop dusting.
Pinch it off. It's the same concept.
That's when you poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you snip the rope.
You snip the rope when you fart. So
yeah,
you
but
don't
nobody's
drag
getting
it in.
Off the toilet with the piece of log
no, but you go
up
in the other room to pass gas, and if you don't snip the rope, you bring that with you.
Wow, I learned something today.
Snip the rope? Yes.
Oh, this is so
good. Oh, she just grump hubbed.
That's now a verb.
This is so good.
Anyway, that's
Jordan
all.
Jordan died. Okay, your done. Face turned so red, I thought you were going to hand out presents.
It's on here.
Santa jokes.
I also have the Staff of Healing now. So.
The greater yep. Staff of
greater
Healing.
Greater Staff of Healing. Which I guess that means I have to put away my water staff before I can.
Yes.
Take out the yes, healing staff.
You can only have one staff.
One
equipped
staff at a time.
At a time.
One
which is fine because
most of the time we're not
you're
healing
out of yeah. combat healing anyway.
Yeah.
And the Staff of Healing works the same way as the Staff of Water, where you invest some of your spell power into how many charges it has, and on and on and on. So it comes with 7 charges, so you can cast whatever spells that are on there in up to 7 charges worth of spell casting. There's more. You upgraded your summon animal level.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
What?
I can summon a second animal.
She can do it twice what? A day now. A she invested to twice a day. It's a level 5 summon, and she can summon a giant frilled lizard.
Or a Sasquatch.
Or a
Luton.
Level 5
yeah.
Luton.
Yeah. Wait. Frilled lizard. A giant
frilled lizard.
Also known as...
Like, a Godzilla.
Also known as a giant frilled lizard. What do you want from me?
Like a dragon?
No. This
no,
is like
definitely a frizzle.
This
no,
is like the care. You know the dimorphodon or what's it called from Jurassic Park?
The fly thing. I don't
no,
know
the
called?
One that the one where it's frills
oh,
come
spits
out and
out
spits.
The
diaphlopolis. He's I'm oh, sorry.
He spits on Wayne Newton.
Yeah. Something. What you should know
Dilophosaurus.
This. Dilophosaurus. There we go.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Diwafflesaurus. Got it.
Diwafflesaurus.
Jurassic Park's a comedy.
Waffle-saurus.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park is definitely not a comedy.
It is a comedy.
I thought it was hilarious.
Because I remember where the dinosaurs were going to eat little kids that whole movie.
Look, you see them laughing?
They're laughing because I'm funny?
No.
Not because Jurassic Park is funny.
Look it up.
I think they had to inject comedy into Jurassic Park so that people didn't have horrifying nightmares for the rest
of
their
life. I still
have
nightmares.
Exactly. Because you read the book.
There's a book? Must be hilarious.
Based
on a book.
I don't get nightmares from books.
Was that a Crichton book?
It must not be very...
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah,
you
first, yeah.
I don't get nightmares from books. That's gold, man.
So it was Jaws. Basically,
I'm
anything
so
Steven
confused.
Spielberg
Jaws
has made...
Jaws is a movie, bro.
It's from a book first.
Nah, that's a
yeah.
lie.
No, it's true.
It's a propaganda lie.
Nope.
I don't understand you. I'm sorry, honey.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I let them in the house.
It's okay.
Sorry, AJ.
Kal-El did not, like, level up at all. He's still...
Yeah, doesn't he
26. He's still 85 hit points. What's going
yes,
on?
Yes, that's just how druid leveling with their animal companion. It's not every level. It's like two levels on, level off.
I wanted elephant.
I was going to say, are you upset Kellel to get bigger?
He'll never get any bigger.
It took him 8 levels to get to large.
You've already picked savage companion for him.
I shouldn't have more hit points than Kellel, though. That's just wrong. And his AC is only 26.
He's just an animal companion.
Whoa!
Excuse you.
Just an animal companion.
Which animal companions get buffed
on even...
is a
member of this family.
Yeah, you better clean up on aisle 4. Quick.
That's an easily replaceable animal.
Whoa!
Just keep on digging, I guess.
Why are we the Simfollow 5 again?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that question for a year
and
a half.
Are you the 5th Simfollow?
No. I'm not in your gang. Your gang of ruffians.
Wow. I thought it was felonious name.
I thought it was because Varg was really big. But then that doesn't make sense because he had the name when Balnor was still around.
Oh, sad. Sad.
What's his name?
Oh, sad.
Meow.
Oil can!
No, druid animal companions get buffed on even levels. So
fine.
If I don't manage to kill you before level 10, Kal-El will hit the gaim and gain some swole. You guys are all like AC 27-ish. Your DCs are 27 now. Remember when they were complaining because the standard DC is 26?
I finally reached 26.
Yeah. That's for this typical level. For an armor class for this level. And you guys are mostly 27.
Yeah.
With a spell casting DC of 27. That's what I have to roll.
Mm-hmm. Which you always roll very well.
Nah,
and all of your creatures
always.
Are now plus more.
We don't see his rolls.
There's
so
a couple
really
episodes out there that are titled like, such one, how fail, wow.
Sure.
And that was me rolling only ones that whole episode.
That was great. It's glorious.
Also, you guys all have one hero point.
Hey!
Yeah.
Even
how
me.
How about that? Yeah.
Those long rests go really well.
Even Duval. Which I was really surprised you used it in that last episode. It was really well.
Hey, man. Like I said,
really
wrote
well
half
done.
The book. I know what I'm doing.
Obviously. Well, there you go. Simfollow 5. They will all forget all of those upgrades.
Yep.
And one at a time, we will get to relive them all as they come up. I'm happy for it. Keeps it going.
Yeah, I just call Skybowls over and over again.
Yeah. Hey, it's an oldie but a goodie.
Man.
It is
all
a goodie.
Those cantrips are level 5 now. All your cantrip spells got buffed. That's terrifying.
That is awesome. So awesome, man.
You're at the Gunworks. You've arranged travel back to Alkenstar.
Mm-hmm.
Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Wait, I thought we were supposed to see Loy first.
You already did see
we
Loy.
We talked to him,
okay,
yeah.
We did, okay.
He's going to die.
Now we're going to the glutted golem.
Oh, that's right.
The glutted
to
golem.
To see Gibgab,
to
right?
To Gim and Ger.
Gem and Ger.
Germ.
Gibgab.
Germ and Ger. Hey!
That's hey!
What's happening?
Return of
Germ is spelled G-E-R-M.
That's germ.
Germ. Is it Germ or Germ?
It's germ.
But Gum. And Gur is spelled G-U-R.
Okay.
I think Gomak makes it more confusing.
Doesn't make sense if it's Germ and Gur. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
But what if it is Jur?
That's like Jif, and we don't say that, Don Iru. Gosh.
Jiffy.
Loop.
Yeah. We're not getting into that debate. I'm leaving.
Bye, Gomak.
Bye, Gomak.
Bye, Kaiwos. Hope you find your dad.
Come on. That was
perfect. That was, yeah.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Everything you say is a pop culture reference. Like, I love it.
Because Kairos is literally looking for his dad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He does. Okay, that's great. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Germ and Ger. Germ and Ger.
Jim and Jer.
I thought you said Gem and Ger the first time.
That's fair, too.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Gem and Ger.
Gem and Ger is what you
Gem
said
and
first.
Gem and Ger at the Galloping Golip.
By the way.
Retcon.
I have to give you a compliment.
Let me open the window so the neighbors can hear it.
This just in.
Please stay tuned for this breaking mansion.
Wife wants to give her husband a compliment.
Last session, you used the word bedraggled.
Yes.
And sounded made up to me, so I Googled it. Perfect.
Oh.
Look at that.
Perfect use of the word bedraggled.
Look at that. You're a nerd.
You heard it here, folks.
You mean
husbands are not morons.
You mean he had perfect use of a made up word?
all
it's a real
words.
It's a
words.
Real word. Oh,
what does it mean?
Bedraggled.
It's still in her search
like
history.
Bedazzled. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought it was. Bedazzled.
With dragons.
Dragons are dragons.
Yeah, you just put dragon.
So you hot glue a dragon on your jeans?
Not just one. You gotta do more than
no,
one.
No, you hot glue jeans onto a dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that.
That's just bejeaning a dragon.
Bedraggled, soiled and stained by or as if trailing in mud, or left wet and limp by or as if by rain.
Ugh, now I regret using it.
How do you know that word?
I've been draggled my drawers.
Do you know that?
Oh my gosh.
Why did you say that?
I gotta go take a shower.
When you say things like that,
what?
And then you hear it broadcast to America, and, yeah. Nay, the world.
The world. Hey,
do
Greece.
You do you have a moment where you're like, why? Why am I like
go,
this?
I go,
you just go, I'm hilarious.
I'm a fool.
You know what's, this is true story, Thunder Buddies. We usually get a text once a week from Duval that says, I'm hilarious.
That's true. It's true.
While he's listening to the episode.
And when I hear me say, I be draggled my drawers, I'm going to
crack up.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Like
left out in
the
rain.
It's like a alliteration, but drag up my drawers.
Oh, yes.
This conversation costs $50.
No, tell me where you learned the word bedraggled.
Where I learned the word bedraggled?
Yeah. How did it come into your consciousness?
Do you have like computer a word school. A day calendar?
Let me see
or something?
If it's written on this page.
Oh.
It might be Cole Kronwitter.
Let's see.
Called me out.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, Cole went to Harvard.
He sure writes like he did.
Yeah.
Nope, it was all me.
Whoa! You looked at one page.
he's like
a radio edit.
He skipped. Flip,
yeah. One page. I'm a speed reader, Jordan.
That's not how I talk.
Apparently, you talk like this.
Like the receptionist from like the Ghostbusters.
Marge's sisters.
Yeah.
Or the one lady from Monsters, Inc.
Yes!
Mr. Newsbug. Yeah. Or whatever.
I'm Scott Hoffman.
Wow. Did you fill out your requisition?
I don't know
paperwork?
How anyone would be able to tell the two of us apart.
Your Scott Hoffman is right on.
Spot on.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be draggled myself.
Oh, did you? It is not a, it is not a verb.
Did you order a Grubhub?
It's not a verb.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, so don't be hurt. Don't be hurt.
I'm good. I'm okay. Just waiting for you to finish. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you about this new word I learned today.
Why are you crying? Traitor.
The back of my head hurts.
Because we're crying laughing and it's really hot in here.
My eyes are sweating.
I don't know why. I honestly don't know why it's hot in here.
Man, this is a great podcast. You need to tell your friends. You don't want anybody missing out on this. Come on. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish.
Let me get a tissue.
Good use of the word.
Learn new words on this podcast.
I don't even remember how I used the word bedraggled. That's a joke.
I think it was when you came, when the other shield marshals came into the...
they were looking bedraggled. And they came into the...
From the rain.
Because of the rain.
Yeah, that was all me.
It was good.
Get wrecked, Crone. Cole Kronwitter. It is last looks time for the Last Stop Saloon and the Gunworks. You guys are on your way back to Alkenstar.
Yep. I definitely took a leche to go.
Yes. 45 gold for a to-go cup.
45 gold?
I'm making this up as I go, friend.
I don't want to know how much I paid for the other ones.
The markup's real extreme on those. I get them from a special vendor.
Hatchet, do you have any words of wisdom for us travelers?
I think I probably do.
And what is it?
I think that from a wisdom standpoint, I would say that keep your friends close and don't pick their nose.
Oh.
Is that how the saying goes? No, you can pick your friends and you can pick your enemy's nose.
That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah, that's deep.
Something like that.
That's deep.
Hmm.
You can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose, but don't pick your friend's nose. That's what it is.
There it is.
Very good.
Nailed it. Y'all leaving today, huh?
Yes, we are. We are off on to the next part of our adventure.
Very good, very good. Thanks for staying at the Last Stop Saloon. I have been your host, Hatchet, please fill out this customer satisfaction survey upon exiting the premises.
5 stars.
He hands you all a QR customer code satisfaction survey.
Oh, wait. Is the rating in glasses of leche? Like five yes, out of five leche?
It is. Okay. Absolutely.
Definitely nice. 5 glasses for me.
Outstanding. Can I take your picture and put it on my celebrity wall, like one of those real gitchy restaurants that have all the stuff on the wall?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
No flash photography. Move along.
But look at my wall of fame. And it's just Loy's picture. It's the most famous person to ever come through here. Little Shield Marshal Eaton. All right, well, I'm done with this bit, and I hope I never have to voice this character again. Bye. I know, it was fun while
Goodbye,
it lasted.
Goodbye, Hatchet.
But it kind of hurts my jaw. Not going to lie.
That's the picture we need online right there.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the stockade and the caravanserai there, and there's a caravan heading to Alkenstar. You guys board said caravan, deduct 4 gold pieces from your inventory. And at this point, you're like rich. Nobody cares.
I mean, yeah.
And it's the distance to the gunworks from Alkenstar changes every time I say it. So this time it's going to be 40 miles away.
Okay.
I think it is 50 miles from the gunworks to the city of Alkenstar.
We just took the long way through the dead spot.
Yeah.
And last
time. I think, yeah, I'm not very good with my distance continuity. And you know what, Thunder Buddies, you deserve better. I promise that I will get that continuity buttoned up in the future.
I can't work like this.
I know. It's hard, right? Every time you go to picture it in your mind, it's a different distance away.
I just know it's far enough that we have to get a ride.
My brain is bedraggled.
Whoa, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like my drums.
There it is again. You make the trip back to Alkenstar. Takes a couple days to go by wagon, which you guys already knew that was kind of the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Luton flying along with beside the whole time. Look at me! Look at my wings! Wee! Just spinning around.
I don't believe in fairies!
Kal-El jumps up, swats her out of the sky. Confused. He's confused.
Darnayru is just clapping his hands.
Yeah. Every time you clap your hands, the fairy loses its wings.
No, you got to clap and bring it back to life.
Bring them back to life.
Yeah. I thought it was flipping pitches.
Because when you say you don't believe, combine, they die.
Oh, yeah.
You combine Peter Pan and It's a Wonderful Life.
This is why we win awards on this show.
I thought it was training day and he was flipping pigeons.
Here, snipe, snipe, snipe.
Yeah. I do not remember that from training day.
Yes, when they go to it's called the jungle. It's actually a real place in SoCal, and there's like gangsters everywhere. It's like a little fortress, and they communicate by flipping the pigeons.
I'm leaving that long awkward pause in the edit.
Just saying.
Because when you said flipping the pigeons, I went to John Wick, and I had Lawrence Fishburne in my head for a minute there, but because he's the Bower King with the pigeons.
Yeah,
and
it's similar, anyway. But different.
But same, completely same, different.
But different.
Mm.
Still
but
same.
Not at all the same.
Sure.
In any way.
Sure.
So.
Anyway.
A couple days go by without any incident as you're taking well-traveled roads throughout the Mana Wastes. You get back in town to Alkenstar. Where do you want to go?
Does it look the same?
It does.
Okay.
Great.
So she hasn't blown anything up yet? The town's not on fire? It's not like in Zelda Ocarina of Time when you show up to a little city, a little town, and it's on fire?
It's not like that at all.
Okay, just checking. What do we want to do? We want to go...
So the glutted golem.
Yeah, the glutted golem.
Oh,
yeah.
You head straight to the glutted golem. Okay.
I mean, we don't have a lot of time to mess around. No, I want to sell stuff.
It's
but...
fine. Yeah, I think going straight to the glutted golem immediately is a smart move.
Yeah. Glut. And we're looking for Gurm and Gurr.
Gim and Gurr.
Gim and Gurr.
The glutted golem is located right near the Alkan Falls, actually.
Oh, no. We're like really close.
It's a restaurant, like many saloon-style restaurants you guys have been to recently.
Like Stanley Seaport's.
The potent aroma of seared beef, fish stew, and cigar smoke wafts from the open front doors of this ramshackle restaurant. Inside, several dozen tables surround a circular bar in the center of the large open dining area. The entire back wall of the establishment opens onto a balcony that overlooks the Alkan Falls. This fills the restaurant with the low roar of rushing water in the distance. Standing behind the large circular bar is a 9-foot-tall man with 2 heads and pale blue skin and bright red eyes. I do have a picture I can show you guys.
Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Cool. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
One's got a little bow tie on.
They both got a little bow tie on. The head on the left, the bow tie is untied. He's casual. But the one on the right, it's all buttoned up.
One's bald and looks nice. The other one looks a little unkept.
And they don't have shirts on, so nothing's really buttoned up.
But no, yeah. It would be one shirt.
Oh, one big shirt.
One big shirt, and it's not. They're just wearing, like, suspenders that are holding up some, like, really tight pants.
It's nice. Unnecessary. Yeah, it's great. That
is it? Is it two neck holes in the shirt, or
there's
just
no,
one
there's
shirt?
No shirt?
Oh, I thought you said they were sharing one shirt. Okay.
No, they would be if they were wearing a shirt, but instead they're wearing just suspenders.
But would said shirt have two neck holes or just one wide?
That's a great question. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd say two with two sets
think
of collars.
That formal Eton, like Eton formal wear would be two collars.
Yeah.
Because you'd want to have two ties.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there would be, like, you know, a joining between the two.
Yeah.
But if you're just, like, super cash in your jam jams and you're an Eton, one neck hole.
Oh, yeah. Super deep V.
Super deep. Super deep V.
Super deep V.
You think Etons wear shirts to bed?
Totally. It gets cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And then you get all twisted.
In the winter?
Sleeping?
Nah, they got arms.
I mean, I don't wear a shirt to bed because I don't like it twisted up in my shirt. I can't imagine what it would be like if I had another head.
But if you were sleeping out under the stars, you would wear a shirt.
If you're an Eton and you sleep on your side, you put a pillow in between both heads?
Totally.
No, you just stack your heads.
That's not comfortable. Jordan and I tried that once. I win.
That was great. Okay, so he's just chilling behind the thing? Behind the bar?
Welcome to the Glutted Golem. My name is Gurr.
Hello, Gurr, and
I'm Germ.
Must be Germ. You are actually who we are here to see.
Oh, that's good.
We...
Because here we are.
Yes, here you are. We were actually sent by Loy Eton.
Ah, Loy Eton. Shield Marshal in the Gunworks. One of my favorite people.
He spoke very highly of you and sent us to you for some help.
I should speak really highly of him, then. Really nice guy. Great mustache. Honorable. Kind of tallish for a human, I guess. Handsome. Great mustache.
Well, you already said that.
I did. That was you. Don't put words in my mouth.
Yep.
He said you might be able to help us.
Well, any friend of Loy is a friend of mine.
And mine.
And his.
Is this a safe place to speak about some sensitive matters?
And they sort of spread their arms out around in motion at the empty-ish
restaurant. Oh, nobody's in there?
Yeah, it's this ramshackle rundown place.
Oh.
Safe as any.
Well, we have reason to believe that someone is here on their way right now to destroy the screw and possibly the entire falls.
Sounds pretty terrifying.
Are they a paid customer?
No,
How well do they tip? Probably not well anymore if they're going to blow up the place. What do you think?
You got a point. Me?
Us? We.
We.
Have you seen any shield marshals in the area?
Not any more than we normally do.
We are
this
specifically...
This is Arkansas, after all.
We got shield marshals everywhere.
Looking specifically for Loveless.
There's one.
Oh, hey, you saw him first.
We did.
We're specifically looking for Loveless. Pay attention.
Just snap between your faces.
You're looking for Angelique Loveless?
Yes, that's who's on her way to destroy everything.
Weird.
Weird. Why is this weird?
I don't know. It seems weird.
That she would do something corrupt?
You're like, I'm looking for the chief of police, and you're in a bar.
Yes.
Why don't you go to the police station?
Because Loy sent us to you. You have your four ears to the ground, he said.
It's true.
What's his disposition to us? Do we need to make him better?
Oh, okay, yeah. Roll a diplomacy check.
Oh, there we go.
I think some looting diplomacy might be helpful here.
She hasn't said anything.
I guess I have to do it first.
You guys can aid. Yeah, Greg, if you want other people to take the lead on stuff, you got to let them take the lead on stuff.
Nobody was saying anything.
24 to
You gotta let it bake, bro. It's like it's a slow roast. Okay, you're a bag of popcorn. These are pot roasts.
I'm a firework.
Baby.
29. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Like a plastic bag.
Couldn't even tell them apart. from the real Katy Perry.
Yep.
We're not going to make it since I was the main roller. If all of us rolled critical successes, then we'd make it for AIDS.
How do you know?
Because it's a standard DC.
Oh. How do you know this is a standard DC challenge?
That's a good point. I don't.
Gosh, this guy.
What'd you guys rolls?
I can't wait to play in a campaign that you
I'm just sad. I'm just sad at how bad I rolled, and so I'm just disparagingly speaking.
29.
That's 24 for Varg.
23.
8.
That's 2 from...
What'd you roll,
Duval? 29.
29.
It's 3.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sure.
Plus my 9 plus diplomacy, 14. So 23.
Okay. There's been some happenings on in the last week or so that might be tied into what he's talking about. Things have been getting strange, especially right here at the Alcon Falls. Dozens of people have been going missing lately.
Well, keep your voice down, Wee.
Why?
I thought we agreed not to talk about that.
Well, I mean, if they're here to investigate it, isn't that a good thing? We're losing customers. Germ, you're, like, really irresponsible right now.
I'm not the one with the business acumen.
That's right. I'm the businessman.
But he's smart enough to know the word acumen.
And I'm security.
We store all our vocabulary in his brain.
When did the people start disappearing?
Last couple days, maybe week or so, right near the river, and always at nighttime. That might be related to what you're talking about, especially because it's right here in the adventure path.
What sort of people have been going missing?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Funny thing, a bounty hunter that was in here the other day, do you remember? She talked to you. Do you remember what she said?
I think I stole that memory in your brain.
Hold on a second. Oh, yeah.
I told you to remember
She
that.
Told Germ that she was hired to kidnap somebody. Oh. A local engineer who apparently owed some money to some bad people. About two nights ago. Remember that?
That's right.
She chased... What was his name again? Do you remember? It was Thievers. Thievers Chalm. I knew you would recall that.
That's the one.
She chased him into Dead Man's Alley, but all of a sudden, strangest story. Do you remember what she told you after that?
So strange.
She said a sudden cloud of smog filled the area as soon as she got there.
Very sudden.
There was some sort of face in the smoke.
Scary face.
Right. And then she heard a gunshot, and when the smoke cleared... The engineer was gone.
Bang! Gone.
Bang! Gone. That might have even been the power word used. Bang! Gone. Heard some magical sounds. If Loy sent you here to investigate strange things related to the falls, that's what I got.
That is pretty strange.
That's what we got.
What was the name of the engineer again?
His name was Thievers Chalm.
Chalm.
Chalm. With an L.
That's what I said.
Spell it for him.
T-H.
You're the one who talked to him.
I-E-V-E-R-S-C-H. A-L-M.
That's close enough.
Ah, close. Okay. Okay, so bounty hunter. Oh, go ahead.
And this bounty hunter.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Her name was Rebecca.
Becky for short.
Strange name for a bounty hunter.
Very plain name.
Plain name.
Rebecca Happenstance. She's got a brother that works over at the rodeo saloon. Bingo.
Bingo. I was like, who is someone's first name?
If you say Bingo, send him to us. Still owes us money.
Yeah, that
hasn't paid his tab in weeks.
What's with the felonious names in this town?
Where can we find Rebecca?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, can
she
you
ran off and left that bit of information.
Can you point us in the direction of Dead Man's Alley?
Sure, it's right here.
They both point different ways.
No, they point points to you the location on the map.
Okay.
Which is just north of the Glutted Golem.
Okay.
Right along the edge of the river.
And a face showed up in the smoke. A gunshot happened to the engineer that she was sent to kidnap is gone.
Scary face.
Yep.
Perception
and
check.
You might be able to ask around to see if anybody else has come across any other weird clues. Go ahead. Roll it.
Could what be more faces.
What are you investigation?
Yeah, they'd be in truthful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 19 total.
Lying through their teeth, as far as you know.
Mm.
Can I also roll perception?
Mm.
24?
You're not sure.
You really want me to roll to
know
they're telling the truth?
I guess everybody's rolling.
All right, I'll roll.
Even Gurr.
I rolled a 92.
Can you please roll? You're going to use
lying through their teeth.
The AI.
90, 19, 31.
There you go.
Varg knows these people. These are his people.
Okay.
The strange weirdos of the world.
My friends.
And they're totally telling the truth.
Okay. Cool.
You'll never meet a more honest pair.
Of heads?
Question mark,
yeah.
I like you, Colo. You're right. Since you rolled high enough.
Good, Colo.
It's a weird mechanic. And there are a couple other scattered patrons and people outside and stuff like that that you can talk to as you're investigating this. Okay. So if you want, you can roll some checks to question people. It might be at a higher difficulty.
Society?
Deception, diplomacy, intimidation, society. Yeah, Alcastar lore.
Can I roll diplomacy?
Yeah.
21 total.
Luton, despite her ability to fly at all times, is unable to drum up any more information.
Sorry.
Mm-mm. 16 total.
That's not good.
Lost in the sound and the sights of the falls, and perhaps lost in the knowledge brought on by his oracle's curse, Kairos is also completely useless.
Lost lost in the sound of separation.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sound. Under oath.
33 for society.
Okay. Varg got a 33.
And I rolled this die right into the garbage. 19.
All right. Varg is able to find out that last night there was an alchemist named Emelit.
That's
Emelit.
Emelit, not omelet. Don't get me hungry. A lot of people listen to this show on their way to work, okay? And it's Emelit. E-M-E-L-E-T-T. Emelit.
Emelit.
Goodbye. I'm off to the land of not using this voice every day.
Emelit, the alchemist?
The alchemist. He's the leader of Incredible Emelit's Traveling Medicine Show, and he's gone missing. There was a group of local mercenaries hired to investigate his disappearance this morning, but they could not turn up much. And the last known location of Incredible Emelit's Traveling Medicine Show was something called the Screw Overlook, which is a tourist attraction that, quite simply, overlooks the screw.
That's like where
it's a promenade. That's where his traveling show was set up last.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Luton would like to go there.
All right.
So who was hired to look him?
Just a group of local mercenaries.
Okay.
That's all you have.
Oh, hey, before you go.
Don't leave.
We're not done. Some guy by the name of Primrose. What was it? I was
Bomb Blast?
That was
no, a short guy.
Short.
You remember? Mustache.
Mm. Oh, yes, yes. That was Moran?
No. Rimbloss? Anders?
Anders.
Ambrose.
Muglin.
That was his name.
That's the one.
Couldn't get him to bite down on that.
Nope.
No matter how hard I tried.
I was like, I know you're mixing up something that we know.
A guy by the name of Ambrose Muglin.
That felonious knave.
That was the one.
Apparently, he's been holed up in some dead alchemist's apartment, and he was attacked by some kind of monster in the middle of the night.
Good.
Big monster.
It's kind of weird, you know? It's right by the screw and all, but this has happened more than once, so if this is related to what Loy is talking about, this guy must know something.
Where is this, the parchment?
Some poor sap was murdered by
an arrow.
A bunch of outlaws. Yeah, shot in the
arrow
face.
To the head.
With an arrow to the head, yeah. And his apartment's been abandoned ever since, and that's, I guess, where this Ambrose Muglin feller's been hanging out this whole time.
You said Ambrose Muglin has been attacked twice by a monster?
At least twice. Did you hear any more about any more?
Just the two.
Probably three, then. Not real sharp, this one.
Not at all.
That sounds like Shoma Lysirius's apartment.
Yep. We should go there.
We should.
And kill Muglin.
Who's now harder to kill and mutated, probably.
How did he mutate?
I don't know. Just
attacked
by monsters.
By a monster? Could be.
He got attacked by a monster and now he's mutated?
Could be.
Thank you, Duval, for also wondering why he came to that conclusion.
Because you are the GM.
No. But how...
I don't just be randomly mutating NPCs over here.
I can't wait to walk in there and see a mutated Muglin.
You're projecting.
I am totally projecting.
Can you describe this monster?
Nope. Do you remember?
Has some teeth. I know that.
Probably.
Wow.
Monsters have teeth.
Likely scary.
This is just a rumor I've heard. It attacked him a couple different times.
Grain of salt.
Not really. Had to do it more than once, and he's still there.
Bucket of salt.
Bucket?
Why, you didn't like great assault? Take a bucket.
Yep. Okay.
Germ, everybody. He'll be here all week.
Literally. I live here.
Yeah. We have an apartment upstairs.
So we should probably go to Shoma's first, you think?
He has the west half, and I have the east half. It's where we put all our stuff.
Shoma's?
Our formal shirts with two necks?
Our casual t-shirts are one.
Go to Shoma's before the...
Super deep V, right?
Deepest. You have to keep it sexy for the ladies.
That's right.
Do you date the same lady or separate ladies?
We are unfortunately required to.
Oh, nope. Our tastes are very different.
Oh.
It's lonely because he scares away all the good ones.
I think if your hygiene was better, you'd do just fine.
I brush just as often as you do. Because we use the same toothbrush.
Ew.
Yeah, dude, that's super nasty.
And the same hand.
If you bathed your half, we'd be better off.
Okay, I say we go to Shoma's.
Oh, you're just going to leave. Do you know how hard it is to only be able to control one of your legs at a time? We need to expand on this. I'm glad Lois sent you. We need therapy. We need friends.
Will you talk a little longer?
Oh, we must be going, but we shall talk to you in the
future. Goodness gracious, which one of these four leads are you going to follow up on first?
The Mugland one.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to kill him.
Thirsty for blood.
Yep.
Yep.
It's my favorite drink.
Makes sense.
We sell blood. Fact.
By the pint.
Got a special on it this week.
Where did you get this blood?
Why don't you tell me these things?
Like I said, I don't have the business acumen. I just thought I'd bring in some customers.
Are you just doing inventory control without me?
I'm trying to bring in the damp here.
That's the type of people we don't need around this establishment. Daywalkers and such.
We do if they're paying.
What?
Paying customers.
Oh, paying. I thought you said pain. And that was masochistic.
Oh, my gosh.
Which a damp here would also that, like.
Or is it sadist?
Either way.
Both.
Okay, bye.
Wait, I only got three leads. There's four. I got Mugland. Well, I got
take better notes.
Amulet, and we got Rebecca in Dead Man's Alley.
Yeah. There was one about missing people, just in general. The first clue I gave you.
Well, yeah, but all three of the leads are about missing people.
Nope.
Nope.
Shoma's, actually, or the Mugland isn't
the
really.
The missing people not at all. Happens at night down by the river.
Just making up stuff.
What are you talking about? It is two. Rebecca.
You've been making things up.
Imagination.
94 episodes.
A lot of people to have kidnap. Been... Going missing.
Down by the river.
Scary face.
Rebecca, he just hit level 9,
and he took the feet. I only hear what I want to hear. Thank you. Missing. We do get along really good, which is great when you only have one body. Because when he's mad at me, he just reaches over and he just gives me a twister. And only I can feel it on that side. It's hell. But we can't be separated because... We only share one heart.
Aww.
Aww.
I know.
Cute.
Ettins are lovers, not fighters.
A complex breed.
There's a lot that's been said about us that's just wrong.
Not true.
False, even.
So,
lies, if you will.
Yeah, fabrications.
Stereotypes.
On the way to Muslim we go.
Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
Donnery's just backing out the door.
Yeah.
So no blood?
No, we're not selling blood.
Not today. No, thank you.
It's a fugazi.
Yeah, I want to go to Shoma's, where Mugland is.
You go to Shoma Lyserius's
apartment
on Hellside. You remember how to get there because you fought one of them eyeball monsters at the top as you were descending down. This is end of book one, episode 28 territory.
Yeah.
Where we're going down the Hell Fallen Cliffs, which is... on the Hellside, which is a neighborhood that is past the falls, so it's north of the falls, right up again, you know, etched right into the cliffside there, right? Those massive 200-300 foot tall bas reliefs of the, what were the stupid jobs? The bread maker and the...
Oh, yeah.
It was the hot dogs. It was the Alkin dogs.
Yeah.
Alkin dogs. I can go for one of those.
The Alkin dog bas reliefs.
Alkin dogs for everybody.
Oh, man, you guys are great.
I forgot about that.
Your old foe, Ambrose Mugland. So you're standing at the door of I-1, apartment I-1. What do?
Check for traps.
Fireball.
Roll a perception check, Varg. Just launch a fireball through the keyhole.
Yeah, blow the door open.
Burn him out.
Kick open the door, waving a 4-4.
Yeah, playing around here.
24 total.
The door does not appear to be trapped.
He's been attacked 3 times, they said.
At least 2 times.
At least two times, that's right. It's untrapped, so Varg, are you knocking? Can I listen to see if I hear anything behind the door?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Detect magic?
Natty 20.
Ooh,
Natty nice. 20.
Plus nice.
You don't hear anything actively behind the door, and you also don't think that the door is trapped.
Do I smell anything?
And you do not detect any magic.
Okay.
Varg opens the door.
The door is locked.
Fireball.
Heat metal.
You want to pick it?
Why are you looking at me? Yeah, I'm totally going to pick it. Rolling. Natty 19 Let's plus go. 19.
All right. Yeah. Nice. It is a simple lock that falls easily under your expert Kitty soft paws.
Kitty wow. soft paws, which I'm a master.
Doesn't
now.
Even make any noise when you unlock it.
I'm a professional. This is how it's done, everyone.
Ninja Kiki.
You push open the door and you see the apartment of Shoma Lysirius. And
show me Shoma.
Can we make sure that crossbow trap isn't reset?
You guys disabled the crossbow trap and took the magic crossbow out of there, but that's okay.
For the record, if we make it back to that room with.
Oh.
That guy, the bad deity, shoot him in the face with an arrow again. Norgorber. That's the statue of Norgorber. That's who it was.
You can see in the hallway.
Like a blockade or something?
Oh, yep. This looks familiar.
Yep. Starting to look familiar.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see just down the hallway, there is a torch lit in the kitchen room area that you guys remember. And there is also the bedroom immediately to the right. And if you walk in, you can see seated at the table here one tiny halfling man in a tattered formal outfit, taking slow puffs off of a cigar. And without even being fazed by your presence, he says, "Ha! So you finally found me, Shumfollow 5.
How's it going, old friend?" Just kidding.
"We meet again, you scamp.
You smell like the sewers.
I was
expecting to see you a lot sooner. Honestly, surprised that you gave up the chase. You wouldn't believe me if I told you you're the least of my problems right now."
"What do you mean?"
"What are the most of your problems, then?"
"Well, it seems like this last deal I made has gone south. Angelique Lovelace betrayed me. And what you see here is all I have. I am nothing. I am ruined because of you, because of her, because of this bad deal. I came to squat in the apartment of the man that you murdered because I knew it was still empty. The only place I could find to lay low in this whole stinking cesspool of a town."
"What happened with your deal with Lovelace?"
"Oh, I suppose I should tell you."
"I mean, you don't have to."
Shh. "Okay, oh, fine. Sorry. I'll keep it to myself."
Let the man cook.
No, please. Sorry.
Let him cook.
Before we kill you.
He leans forward in the chair, with elbows on the table and feet kicking, because they don't they don't touch the ground. Hairy feet kicking in the wind.
Oh, I gotta call me out like that, that's but awesome. Whatever.
"Angelique Lovelace came to me with a plan. A simple plan. Gather a weapon and sell it to both sides of the war. I thought it was brilliant. We were going to make thousands and thousands of gold coins. I would be protected by the shield marshals, free to run my business any way I saw fit. Then you showed up. Just a bunch of out-of-towners. Here to investigate rumors about Gattleby's pyronite explosion. Huh. Lovelace thought it was a good idea to get rid of you right away. Pin some crimes on them, I will. That's what she said. Not like Yoda. Like a normal person. So we came up with the idea that you were all criminals of a sort. Warrants out for your arrest. We knew you were in league with the Pathfinder Society. Didn't want them sniffing around what we were doing here, see?"
"Hmm.
Yeah." "And then you go and rob my bank. And that's when it all went downhill. I started to have to foot the bill for everything she wanted to do. Go kidnap the scientist. Go find a different scientist and kidnap him. The whole while, I've got to bankroll a bunch of goons that you take out easily. Like you're half asleep when you do it. Infuriating. And then I run out of cash. I'm left with that idiot, Sabora Sharkosa, who didn't even know her own people were betraying her. And where was my great hero? Where was Angelique Lovelace, who was supposed to come with the money? Well, she double-crossed me, see? And all I wanted to do was leave. This town is run by people like me. Haven't you figured that out yet? Gangsters everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's another gang. Next week, there'll be another gang. They'll get taken out by this other gang. All I cared about was getting out of here. I want to start a bakery. Somewhere nice.
What would you call your bakery?"
"I don't know yet. Maybe. I've been kicking around a few names. Yeah. Short Cross Buns. That was one of them.
You might want to keep workshopping that.
I like that one. Alkin Buns.
Now that one's a hit.
Yeah. Clockwork theme restaurant, you see. People would come from miles around, especially if I lived in somewhere like Verusia. A fancy place. I'm tired of the dirt and the grime and the disgustingness of this hellhole. And here I live, what? In the squalor left behind by you?
Well?
A fitting end for a knave like yourself.
Yeah, a felonious knave. Get the title right, young man.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Burr.
Yeah, you say that, but it's the very game you are playing. See, your reputations all precede you now. Shumfollow 5, the name holds weight. All you did was take my place. It used to be Ambrose Muglin. Now, you have more influence than I ever had.
Oh, that's crazy to think about.
Murdering people in their homes? What else have you done? Huh? Illegal terraforming?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure there's a Shield Marshal's body in the bottom of the Alkin Falls just outside the door here. Plus countless others that you've put to death. Corrupt or not, they're still lawmen. Your name strikes fear.
And we hear that fear has been visiting you.
Yeah. Like I said, despite being face to face with you, you're not my worst problem. You're the least of my problems right now.
What is this monster that has come to torment you?
3 times now, every night, an apparition appears. Smoke at first.
Yep.
Then a face. That's all I can do. To run away, hide, disguise myself. 3 nights in a row. Every single time they come. They come from out there. Out there.
Out where?
Out there. Out in the water. Out in the sky. You want me to show you?
Yes.
And he takes you outside to the cliff edge.
Does it look like he's going to try to throw us off? Can I perceive that?
Yeah.
30.
23.
I would like to do a perception of the people around us.
There are no people around you.
Okay.
That was interesting.
Just the people around us. Just in our life.
You know, just what's the vibe?
Yeah.
Just one check. Vibe
check. Yeah. What's the vibe?
Can we get a vibe check?
The vibe check is Muglin truly appears to be a defeated person who's now trying to figure out how he's going to eke out his existence.
What a pathetic loser.
He's about to lose his existence.
Everything's been taken from him. He's hiding in a dead man's dirty apartment and being attacked by monsters every night.
Can we flip him?
Yeah.
To our side?
Maybe.
Oh, I thought you meant flip him off. there you go, Brittany.
As you can always roll a diplomacy check. You guys have been chatting him up. Roll a diplomacy check.
Let's go.
Can I aid that?
Yes.
Natural 20.
Oh,
plus 19.
Muglin on our team.
Listen here, Muglin.
Wait, what? 20.
Two nat 20s.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my gosh.
I rolled a 27.
I rolled a 28.
Which is two critical successes to aid.
I don't even know.
Shumfala 6.
The max amount.
This is literally the maximum amount.
Yeah.
So mine's 39.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, oh
my gosh. Adjusted 50 or whatever.
Yeah. Listen, Muglin, you've made a lot of mistakes here. And your first mistake was trusting Loveless. I think it's time that you do some good now.
Good and Ambrose Muglin are not things that go hand in hand.
Listen, you can start fresh.
It's
you
never
don't
too
have
late.
To keep living like this.
Well, let me finish. God. I was going to say, you're right. I shouldn't have trusted her. All that she's done is steal and take from me this entire time. And now, take from this town. Do you know what her plan is? Her ultimate goal?
Tell us what you know.
Complete and total power.
We figured as much.
She wishes to raise an army. An unwilling army. The people of this town. Her plan is to destroy the Maw of Rovagug. To cripple the gunworks. Make everybody think that they're not as safe as they thought they once were. I never wanted to be a part of that. I just wanted to make an extra few thousand coins, squeeze it out of the local population, and then never look back. This hellhole. I don't belong here. Look at me. I'm fancy. Or at least, I used to be.
He was pretty fancy back in the day.
So what you want me to do? Follow you? Go put on some monk's robes and hang out with that monkey goblin?
Watch your tone, wee man.
It's time for you to do the right thing.
Oh, the right thing for me.
After all this is said and done, you can open up Alkin Buns.
Yeah.
Alkin Buns.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice.
The smell is in the air.
How about you stop these ghosts from attacking me every day and then we can talk? Huh? Yeah.
What time do they attack you every night? The
At
same?
At dusk.
At dusk. It's not even night.
It's about an hour away from dusk now.
And awesome. They come from the water.
They come from there. And he steps out onto the 10-foot-wide balcony out in front of Shoma's apartment. And he points out into the middle of the river. And you look out over the Eustrati River at the base of the Alkin Falls. And you see a building called the Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
Whoa.
The very same power plant that Luton once helped Professor Radpole with the water treatment and stuff like that.
So this is her fault? I'm just kidding.
Yes, it's all Luton's fault. Every night at dusk, smoke rises from that cursed building, and it haunts me.
You are very lucky to not have been kidnapped or made to disappear.
Well, luck has always been on my side, even when things aren't going well, like right now, Darnayru. So I appreciate it.
Why do you think they're attacking you?
Because of what I know. Think about it. I can bear witness to everything she's done. I'm her last loose end, baby.
Ah, that is a good point.
Here's how you can help us. Loy. You need to go to Loy Aiden immediately.
Out in the gunworks?
Out in the gunworks. And you need to tell him what you just told us.
If
you're being attacked because of what you know, then this is your chance to use it for good and to take her down.
Like I said, good and Ambrose Muglin are not things that are associated with each other.
Well, it's a new day.
What's in it for me? Just goody-two-shoeing my way across the Manaways?
Don't you want your bakery? Don't you want to not be attacked by this weird ghost thing every night?
Give me some seed money, little fairy, and we can talk about my bakery, huh? I was supposed to retire. You have all the wealth I've ever had.
I've had enough of this.
Well, I'm not done
We've
talking.
Given you plenty of chances.
And Varg pushes him over the edge.
Oh, oh my God! What?
Are you serious?
Yes. Man, all he wants to do is get paid a little bit.
We kind of needed some corroborated evidence.
Well,
there it goes.
Roll an athletics check.
I already did.
Varg?
I already did. I
got wait, hold on a second. You rolled this and then said you were going to push him off the cliff?
I was going to push him anyway.
I don't like this.
I was going to push him anyway.
Sus.
I was willing to take a Balnor punch type of thing, but...
Okay. I don't know what that means.
That means punching the bank
punching
manager.
The bank manager. So you go to shove Ambrose Muglin off the cliff. What do you roll on your athletics check?
Natty 19.
Oh, dang. My gosh.
Oh, I was going to say, can I, like, do a... Varg, what are you doing? And try to stop him from kicking him, like try to catch him as he's going over the edge.
You can try.
Yeah, just escalate.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I like that's it. A lot.
38.
Oh, he goes, would I be like booted him.
Would I be reflexing that?
Well, I got to see first if what Muglin's response to that is.
I think we might have needed him a little bit longer.
We needed a signed affidavit first.
You know what? We're going to have to wait to find out what happens till next week.
Oh, no!
Jordan!
Wow. That was unexpected.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Is Muglin going for a flight?
He's going for a swim.
He's going to join the other shield marshal.
Yeah.
He turned into Goofy.
Oh, man.
Tune in next hilarious. Week, Thunder Buddies.
Yeah.
The unexpected.
Oh, man.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.